Jarvie Fest, held at the Jarvie Cabin in Browns Park, Utah, is centered around the ranch and life of John Jarvie. Jamie Skidmore, the park ranger for the Jarvie Ranch, says he was one of the key pillars of life in 1880 when Jarvie first started his homestead.
Well, I think that he was that civic-minded community member who made life in this tough, remote country of Browns Park possible for others. He had an entrepreneurial character and was the postmaster, an election official, blacksmith, rancher, farmer, miner, as well as operating the store and ferry. His homestead's placement was on the main route from Rock Springs to the Ashley Valley, and he provided through his ferry the only safe crossing of the Green River.
The festival will have historic storytelling for Browns Park descendants and a chance to create candles, rope, and leatherwork. Skidmore says that the homestead holds a wild and vibrant history.
One of the neat things would be that Jarvie hid Butch Cassidy out in the underground house here. And another neat little tidbit is that one of the local outlaws that used to hang out in Browns Park built Jarvie's stone building.
Skidmore says the rich history surrounding the cabin is one of the reasons why the Borough decided to organize and host this festival in-house. While the other art and history festivals the Borough is involved with are co-sponsored with other organizations.
I think it's important mainly because it's part of all of our history. In particular, Browns Park has a lot of history to share. In so many cases, these old homesteads have gone to ruin and their lessons for future generations are gone. We're just hoping that people get out and enjoy what their public lands have to offer.
The historical ranch site shows what Western life was like in the 1800s by displaying a replica of Jarvie's general store and Jarvie's original dugout home, blacksmith shop, and stone house. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Alyssa Robinson.